USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden White House is accusing Russia of plotting what it calls a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives.
Psaki then cited U.S. intelligence that Russia already has undercover operatives in Ukraine, and she warned about harsh economic consequences if Russia was to send troops into that nation. A private funeral was held yesterday for comedian Bob Saget at the Mount Sinai Memorial Park Cemetery in Los Angeles, with many of his Full House co-stars there, including John Stamos. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room last Sunday at 65. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Free COVID test kits are going to become available in America beginning on Wednesday. There's going to be a limit of 4 test kits per household when the federal government begins taking orders on January 19th. The tests are expected to be shipped then within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The Biden administration has ordered hundreds of thousands of home test kits that can be ordered at covidtests.gov. Over 200 New Jersey firefighters still at the scene of an 11-alarm chemical blaze in downtown Passaic. The mayor saying the fire started at about 8:30 last night at Majestic Industries. It has spread to another chemical plant next door. NorthJersey.com says the overwhelming scent of smoke and chemicals was enough to make people's eyes water in the vicinity, and residents have been evacuated from the area. People living nearby are being told to close their windows. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jeffrey Epstein's cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell, will face sentencing this summer, as the judge in her sex abuse trial has said Maxwell will be sentenced on June 28th. The longtime friend of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein faces up to 65 years for sex trafficking. Maxwell's lawyers are pushing for the guilty verdict to be thrown out after two jurors spoke about their own experiences with sexual abuse during the deliberations. A former White House advisor to ex-President Barack Obama is pleading guilty to wire fraud. Yesterday, District of New York U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said Seth Andrew pleaded guilty to stealing from a school that he had helped create. Andrew allegedly stole $218,000 from Democracy Prep Public Schools and now faces the possibility of up to 20 years behind bars. And today marks the 13th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson. That's, of course, when a U.S. Airways jet struck a flock of birds while taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport. The plane's captain, the now famous Sully Sullenberger, managed to land that plane with 155 people on board safely in the Hudson River. Many remember seeing the passengers standing on the wings and the rafts of the jet as commuter ferry boats were helping bringing them to shore. And this is USA Radio News.